This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Bay Area, it's Moses Moody. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, thank you, Moses. We got basketball tonight. We got basketball today. Basketball in the morning, basketball in the afternoon, basketball in the night. Oh, that's right. So it's all over the place, and I know you're pulling hard for VCU to make one last push.
It's over.
It's not going to happen.
Down 15, 4 minutes left.
He's not here, so it's a great time to rip him. I asked Dan Dibley over text this morning, hey, Mr. Vegas, what you got? Give me some juice today.
And he gave you the Rams, the Virginia Commonwealth.
He gave me the Rams plus two, and they're down by 15 with 3 minutes to go. How we doing?
Not great.
He also said, let's rock with Auburn. They're going to cover the 32.5.
Yeah, they won by 20.
They won by 20. And then he did say, take Houston.
Minus the
28, and they won by 38.
Okay.
So
one
out of three. Loses your lunch, what it does.
Hopefully Dibs bet some other ones that he didn't tell you about and that he's on top.
But. Hope so, because we're hoping that he calls in live from Vegas here in a couple hours, but who knows? So we penciled that in. But you could put this one in ink. Let me read this to you. This is from our good buddy, Rob Parker of Fox Sports Radio. Quote, Steph Curry is just not the greatest shooter of all time.
Okay.
Because I'd take a lot of other players in a big moment before I would take Steph. You can make all the threes in the world, but calling someone the greatest shooter, it means that under any circumstance, you'd want him to have the ball. He's had 14 looks where he had the chance to tie or win the game in the postseason, and he didn't make one of them. I think he's disqualified from being considered the greatest shooter. We will call Rob in 10 minutes.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, and we will destroy him.
He's had 14 looks where he had the chance to tie or win the game in the postseason. He didn't make one of them. I'd like to figure out exactly what statistic that is. Is it like a shot within the final few seconds?
Yeah.
When the buzzer goes off?
Don't know.
Because you know how many shots he's hit with like 45 seconds left to ice a game or to tie a game, to force overtime, but still with a few seconds left? Those You can make a cutoff point at a certain moment and transform where these statistics lead you to.
Well, look, nobody is ever going to accuse Rob Parker of not being a cherry picker and a grandstander. So we'll go after him. We're big enough for the job, and Rob's going to be on here in about 15 minutes. I wanted to throw this at you, though, this alpha thing, right?
Okay.
Maybe it's not Jimmy. Maybe it's not Draymond. Maybe it's Steve Kerr. Guys, can you play the Steve Kerr, let's go HL 35. This is him sharing the conversation that he had with Steph Curry when basically informing him that that he will not play against the Milwaukee Bucks on Tuesday night.
He's doing great. I mean, he's going to play tomorrow. I think, you know, I know Steph so well. He's a guy who puts his heart and soul into everything, and you almost have to protect him from himself at times. And so that rest last night was something that I felt really strongly about. I went to him, you know, the night before after the Denver game. He fought me on it a little bit, but I just told him, I go, look, I know you well, and you need a night off. And it's no different from a baseball player. You know, those guys play every single night, every once in a while. Hey, just take a seat and take a night off, and, you know, you'll come back refreshed, and your at-bats will, you know, be a little better the following night. I really feel like basketball players need that, too, occasionally. It's just that it's not the norm. You know, we're not supposed to do that. But screw that. We're doing it, and I think Steph needed a night off.
All right, so I pushed him on it because I was interested when he said, now Steph fought me on it a little bit. So very next one, guys, 36. When I said, tell us more about the conversation you specifically had with Steph.
He is the absolute best guy I can imagine to coach, because there's never any pretense. There's never any BS. It's so matter of fact, you know. It's just, hey, here's what I think. And then, you know, he lays out what he thinks, and we just come to a conclusion. We make a decision, and we move on, and we don't even look back. And I can explain it to the media exactly as it is. You know, I think there are a lot of athletes who might have been offended by me saying, hey, he needed an emotional break. Steph's not offended by that because he knows it's true. Like, and it's fine. Like, that's part of it. Performance is really about a series of things. It's your physical well-being, but it's also your mental and emotional capacity, where you are, what's going on in your life. Everyone needs a day off once in a while, and that's okay. And I think Steph recognizes that, and the conversation's an easy one, and we just move forward. That's why he's the most amazing guy to coach that I can even imagine.
Okay, so Steve's going to give a lot of the credit to Steph on something like that. Oh, he handles it well. I think guys would be offended. He wasn't offended. You heard everything he just said. But what goes through my mind is, how many people in the NBA, it could be any team, can go to one of the NBA ones, like one of the true, like how many of those guys are there where you're like, dude, that's the dude. Yeah. That guy runs this arena, okay? You can walk up to him and say, so you're not playing tomorrow night. And said NBA one goes, yes, I am. And then that other human being goes,
no.
Oh, no, you're not.
And here's why.
And then scene. Like, that was interesting to me. And I, when we had that conversation earlier in the week about Steve Kerr and what makes him such a great coach that so many people blow off, the ability to manage massive egos and huge brands and all of those things, I thought that was a great example of what we're talking about.
A lot of it is just the person that Steph is.
No doubt.
But Steph isn't going to be that way with just anybody either. And he's that way with Steve because of the relationship that they have and everything that Steve has done over the last decade plus. But you're right. That is Steve's superpower. And I think if you go and you were to ask other people, and I know we've had a little bit of this conversation this week, you and Dibs have, like, Steve maybe not like the best X's and O's guy. Now, he's really good out of timeouts, and they always seem to have a good play. They get a bucket, like an easy bucket, on those out of timeout play calls, it seems like often. But in terms of, like, let's drop toss something up here in clutch time that'll get us an easy bucket. Maybe you don't think Steph or Steve is the best ever at that. But we were talking about off the top of the show, this Warrior franchise has been like an elite content machine.
Yep.
And from Steve's perspective, I'm sure that's been annoying as hell. And everything that he's had to put up with, right? Like everything with Clay the last couple of years leading up to his exit last summer. Obviously, all the Draymond stuff and the Jordan Poole stuff, and he was so upset that things got out, but I know he was upset that it happened in the first place. And everything with Kevin Durant the first time around, with all the trade rumors and all these players and all the hand-wringing about, you're not playing so-and-so, and you drafted this guy. You should, like, all of that stuff that he's had to put up with and all the crazy egos that he's had to deal with. There's probably not another person, maybe on the face of the planet, that's more well-equipped to deal with all of that than Steve Kerr. I think we think of a coach as the guy who just goes out there and has the right tactical adjustment X's every second. O's. You think of it that way, but you don't think of everything else that goes into creating an environment where you have a situation where, like, you're laying out the one of this, the in the history of this franchise, Steph Curry is like, I don't want to sit out, but I'll hear you out, and then Steve Kerr ultimately wins out. And I'm sure that conversation has happened like 20 different times in Steph's career, and Steve has probably won, like, if not all of them, 19 of them.
I mean, that's part of it. Like, think of all the names that this person has coached just here in the Bay with this franchise and the challenges that must have been associated with it at times. I know in this moment we think of Draymond and we think of Jonathan Kuminga and Shams on Twitter saying he's lost faith in Steve Kerr to be the guy, right? Steve holds down the young people, but what you just brought up, does Steph make it easier than anyone else? Probably, but he is still a massive, not player, brand. Hmm. That, like, when that person walks into Chase Center, you're not like, oh, there's my point guard. You're like, no.
There's our franchise.
There's Under Armour's franchise. There is all of these things that just walked into the room, and we've got to now blend that. You got to blend that with Draymond. You got to blend it with Kuminga's future. Now you're blending it with Jimmy Butler and his personality. And in the past, it's been Kevin Durant. It's been Kelly Oubre. It's been David West. It's been all of that to arrive at this point where we've arrived at now, which is, oh, still good and seemingly still has his voice and seemingly still has the players' respect.
That's difficult to do.
It's unbelievable.
There's been bumps in the road, but how can there not be?
Of course.
But it seems like he's done as good of a job as anybody could do at making, not letting those bumps turn into major roadblocks.
Rob Parker of Fox Sports Radio is nuts. He's wrong. He's completely out of control. We'll set him straight coming up next. This hour is brought to you by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. We're live at Splash, just next to Chase Center. Great food, the atmosphere all the way up, 1,000 TVs with all the games. We're having an absolute blast and getting ready for Dubs tonight. Grandy is in for Dibs on Willard and Dibs.
Now back to Willard and Dibs. Take it away, Mark.
Okay, Steph, you take it away. Get back on the court tonight. Let's go. Got a game to play, best shooter of all time.
There's some people out there thinking he should just take today off, too, because they feel like after what happened on Tuesday, Warriors got this game no problem,
right? Yeah. I mean, the NBA, just show up, just roll the ball out. That's how it works,
no
right?
No R.J. Barrett, and the Raptors are trying to lose.
No R.J. Barrett. Yeah, yes, and they will. They'll get their wish tonight, I'm quite confident. Grandy is in for Dibs. Willard and Dibs, we're live at Splash, the beautiful sports bar right outside Chase Center. Getting ready for Warriors tonight and watching all the college hoops game. And now we've got to take our time out to bring on to the River Islands guest line a good old friend of mine. His name's Rob Parker from Fox Sports Radio. And I just want to know, Rob, is this a bit? Do you miss us? Do you purposefully say things that you know are going to get us to call you because you miss coming on my show? Is that why you're taking shots at Steph Curry yet again?
Mark, thanks for having me on, and You know I don't operate that way. I'm just telling it like I see it. And I figured I'd be getting a phone call from San Francisco any day now.
Yeah. Can you, why don't you start by summarizing for our audience the ridiculous thing that you said this week about Steph Curry?
It's not ridiculous. My point is real simple. If you're going to call somebody the greatest shooter of all time, you would expect the guy to be able to make some big shots in big moments. And when it comes to big moments, and I don't want to hear about all, well, that's clutch. If you're going to call somebody the greatest shooter of all time, that includes making some big shots. I got numbers for you. These are facts, not feelings. Okay? With 50 seconds or less to go with a chance to put his team ahead, Steph Curry is 0-14 in playoff games. How about this? In the final minute of games in playoff games, 2-17 in those situations. How about in the final 2 minutes, 3-25. The final 3 minutes, 6-32. The final 4 minutes, 8-35. The final 5 minutes, 13-49. I can go on and on and on, and nobody can give me that big shot that he's made in a clutch situation. So if I'm going to call somebody the greatest shooter, not the greatest three-point shooter or maker or making the most threes, the greatest shooter of all time, I have to be able to give him the ball to make a big shot for me, and he hasn't done that his entire career. Simple.
Rob, we can find statistics that back up whatever point we want to make, but I mean, you can't tell
no,
me
you
that's...
Can. No, you can't. No, you can't. You cannot find stats that tell me that Barry Bonds wasn't the greatest home run hitter. You can't give me those stats.
Barry Bonds was a joke in the playoffs until he roided himself up and got to the Angels in 2002, and that's coming from one of his biggest fans. Rob, come on. Come on. How'd the four rings happen?
What do you mean? Kevin Durant showed up. Oh, two of the rings.
Yeah. And what happened before that?
And what? Kevin Durant came to San Francisco and took Steph's team and his lunch money.
What happened 3 years ago, Rob? What happened? Who's won a ring?
What do you mean, what happened? He finally got one. I got it. Okay. Finally it happened for him. And let me go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, Steph made all those threes. He was so big and clutch. Okay, here's another one. Only one of those threes he made was considered clutch. All the rest were not clutch. And this is not Robopedia. This is the NBA definition of a clutch basket, which is within 5 minutes to go and a team within 5 points. Most of those shots that Steph made, all but one, came where they were leading by 6 points or more. They were not clutch. He made one clutch three in the Olympics in that big game. That was it.
So, Rob, you're telling me up by six with a minute left and Steph hits a crazy step-back right-wing three, which we've seen like 20 different times, to put the game on ice, that's not important enough because it was a six-point lead. He put the game away, didn't even let it get down to the finish.
It's not clutch according to the NBA. Do your homework and look up what they consider a clutch shot. It is, quote, any shot taken in the final 5 minutes of a game in which the score differential is within 5 points.
Yeah, but I'm asking you, Rob.
The NBA, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I agree with that. That's a clutch shot.
Well, okay, so anything outside of that realm doesn't count. I think what Grandy's asking you, Rob, is go inside your brain, your heart, and your soul as the NBA longtime fan and reporter you are, and tell me what you see. You genuinely see a player who sucks in the clutch?
100%. I think he's bad. 0-14. When you're that good of a three-point shooter and have made some ridiculous shots, for you not to be able to convert in the biggest moments is mind-boggling. I'm not saying he has to be 14-14, but 0-14? I mean, 0-14? That's unbelievable. There's something there that doesn't make sense, that one time he didn't close his eyes and get lucky or bank off a three or something or rattled around like who was the one who had the bouncing three? Oh, God. But you know what I mean, making some sort of lucky shot. Kawhi shot, where it bounced on the rim 8 times and went in for him. He hasn't had one of those. I'm just shocked.
Rob, I imagine you must have been pretty upset when Steph won last year's Clutch Player of the Year, huh?
Yeah, because it didn't include the playoffs. Absolutely. Anything. If I'm a player today and I'm guarding Steph, I would yell to him while I'm guarding him, playoffs. This is for the game, postseason. And then he'll probably miss the shot.
Rob. Rob. Rob, they didn't go to the playoffs last year.
I know, because Steph's not clutch.
Because Steph's not clutch. You saw Klay Thompson. You saw Klay Thompson go 0-for-10 in the play-in game, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
saying is the numbers speak for themselves. I know people are driving around and you don't want to believe it. But just do some research. Do some homework.
Okay.
You know, get out of your feelings. Do some research.
Yeah, but Rob, let's, you know what? And I do want to get your thoughts on the actual Warriors this year collectively. But you keep making that statement about 14 shots. I think Steph, give or take a year or two, has played almost 14 years in the league. So what you're telling me is that you would like to take someone who's been playing for 14 years and now collectively decide on his legacy based on one shot per year. That's essentially what you're telling me right now. Stats, Rob. I'm using your numbers against you.
No, I'm telling you, when you want to crown somebody the greatest ever, you should nitpick and look at it for you to really feel good when you talk about it. When I talk about Michael Jordan or I talk about Joe Montana, and I look at those guys, and I look through their stats and what they were able to accomplish. Joe Montana is my GOAT when it comes to the NFL and a quarterback, not Tom Brady. Joe Montana, 4-0 in the Super Bowl, 11 touchdowns, no picks, the highest quarterback rating. He won 3 MVPs. He won 2 with Jerry Rice. He won 2 without Jerry Rice. He's my GOAT. And those are the things I look at. He didn't have to have the greatest regular seasons. When it mattered most, Joe Montana showed up. And I'm telling you that Steph hasn't done that, so I can't crown him the greatest. You want to say he's the best three-point maker in the history of the NBA? I'll give you that. But the greatest shooter? I would take Michael Jordan over Steph Curry any day to shoot the basketball. Michael Jordan shot 50% from the field in his career. 50.
Well, now you're talking about
49.7.
But that's scoring, Rob. That's scoring.
No,
if you want to say,
talking about shooting. Would take MJ.
But Rob, if you're talking about great shooting, again, if you want to not make this about exact words, you're talking about outside shooting. Michael Jordan, I don't even know how many times he shot a three-pointer in the playoffs. Like, I guarantee you Steph has made more than Michael's even attempted. So, like, that's that cross-era thing, and you're crossing styles there, too. Nobody said Steph's a better scorer than Michael Jordan. Nobody said that.
I didn't use the word scorer. I said shooter.
Right.
I'm going to ask you, Mark Willard. I'm going to ask you one thing, Mark, one thing. Okay, you're down one, and you need somebody to make a shot for you. Are you giving the ball to Steph Curry or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, but that's not the statement that you made.
Okay, here's my point.
No, but that tells you
that Steph's not the greatest shooter.
No, that means that you're using the wrong word, because you just asked me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I said to make you a shot.
Right,
no,
make you a shot.
No, I didn't say a layup or a dunk.
That's a shot.
Shoot the ball and win the game.
Ask me again which one I want shooting when I'm down by two and I'm going for a win on the road.
No, that's not what I asked you. I just asked you. No, who is it?
But, Rob, that's what we're talking about. You use the word shooter. Steph Curry is twice the shooter that Michael Jordan is. He's not the scorer.
No, he's not.
Based on what? Well, would you like me to look up Michael Jordan's career three-point shooting percentage?
No, but look at this.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Jordan, if you add in his missed threes or whatever, he still has a higher field goal percentage than Steph Curry. He does. It's fact.
Yeah, right, which is completely twisting the numbers in your favor because they shot
from
all...
Yes, it is. It's field goal percentage is field goal percentage,
right,
period.
But
that's
Steph
what it is.
But Steph Curry is shooting those shots from further from the rim, and he is 5 inches shorter. You can't compare these things, Rob. If you're going to use the word shooter, and you did, I don't think you can make your point. I really don't.
I can't make my point. If you're talking about Steph and three-pointers and you want to crown him your greatest three-point shooter, I would take a big spot to make a three for a game-winning shot. I would take Ray Allen. I would take Reggie Miller. I would take those guys in a heartbeat. Robert Horry, I would take those guys over Steph Curry and wouldn't even think about it.
Robert Horry, who no one's paying attention to. Do you know off the top of your head Michael Jordan's career three-point shooting percentage?
No, you can tell me, guys. Tell me what it is. It doesn't matter to me. That's not the game that he plays.
Right, which I think is kind of fundamental to the point I'm making, but the answer is 32. 32% from 3-point shooting.
He still has a higher field goal percentage than Steph Curry, period.
10 percentage points lower than what Steph Curry shoots from three.
Okay, but that's fine. But he also has a higher when you mix in his other shots, the mid-range and the other stuff that Michael Jordan did. He's a better shooter than Steph Curry. Not three-point shooter, better shooter.
Little semantics in my opinion, but I love you, brother. What do you think of Jimmy
Always.
Butler? What do you think of Jimmy Butler's addition here? What do you think they look like now?
I think you could ask me, are they bologna or filet? I'm going to go with bologna. I'm not buying into them.
I'm surprised, Rob, after what this conversation has been up to this point. So if you're looking at the West, I imagine you're high on OKC. I would imagine you're high on LeBron and the Lakers. What do you think? How do you view the Western Conference?
I'd imagine he's just high. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that too. Denver's also, you always got to put them in the mix. There's a couple teams. I know everybody wants to poo-poo OKC and act like they can't win or Denver can't win. I'm not as high on LeBron and them because of the defense. We'll see. Warriors will be there. I do not, under any circumstance, expect to see the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals.
What about round two, Rob?
Round two? Yeah, they can get to round two. That's doable.
Okay.
If they don't have to go in by the play-in game, are they still got to, they might have to make the play-in game. We'll see.
Yeah, I get it. You do see them, though, like, as far as that trade deadline maneuver, like, how would you compare what kind of a puncher's chance you give them now versus where they were 2 months ago?
Oh, they were dead 2 months ago. I'll give you that. He's brought some life into the organization and to the team because they were dead on arrival. I don't know, Mark, were you at the game they lost by 40 points at home? Yeah, thank God. I mean, that told me all I needed to know about the Warriors this year. I couldn't believe that.
Rob, your show is getting started here shortly, right? What are you hot on today? What crazy thing are you going to say next?
I don't know how crazy. You know me. Yeah, we're talking some college basketball and about college coaches who really need to win a championship. You know, is it Coach Cal? Is it Tom Izzo? Is it Rick Pitino? Who needs to win a championship the most out of those guys, the old guard?
Who do you like to win this whole thing?
I don't know. I'm thinking about Houston, maybe. Something different, you know what I mean? And Sampson trying to win his first. I don't know. What about you? Where are you going, to Duke, or are you going to some of these other schools?
I like Tennessee, but that's just because I like the color orange. I'm not going to act like I know college basketball, but I do want you to know, Rob, it sounds to me like you haven't filled your bracket out yet. You understand that you're late, right?
Yes, I'm very late. I already got it, yes.
Rob, real quick before we let you go, I want to give you a chance to redeem yourself in the eyes of Warrior fans. So maybe you don't think Steph's the greatest shooter of all time. What do you think about Draymond Green being the best defender we've seen in the NBA the last 10 years?
He's a very good defender. I don't know about if you put a parameter of the last 10 years. I don't know. I think Rudy Gobert has won more defensive player of the year awards than Draymond, hasn't he?
Yes, but Draymond.
I think I would
actually
go with Rudy
Draymond
Gobert.
That's a voter issue, not a Draymond issue.
I would go with Rudy Gobert, and I get it. You know, you're doing a show in San Francisco, so everything there is great, and every player should be in the Hall of Fame 8 times. It's okay, guys, to criticize the local players once in a while. It's not the end of the world. It's okay if they don't talk to you. It means you're doing your job.
He's the GOAT. He's the greatest hot take artist of all time. Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Always. Always, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio. He's the GOAT.
He can't get back in our good graces by sweet-talking Joe Montana.
No.
We're not letting that happen.
Now it's too late. Too late. Christmas card list off.
Rudy Gobert, better defender than Draymond Green. Not quite as crazy as Steph, not the greatest shooter of all time. But pretty darn crazy.
You know, this is funny. Like, you know what was popping in my head listening to him talk is the conversation we had in the crossover the other day about the MVP award in any sport. And the way everybody looks at that sort of differently. They've got their own criteria for MVP. Rob strikes me as somebody, and that's why I think he's arrived at his opinion for two reasons. One, he knows it'll get a lot of attention. And two, he has made up his own criteria.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he did. I mean, I'm not going to look at Steph Curry and whittle down his legacy legacy to 14 shots that happened at some point during his career. One shot per year. That feels to me like Warrior fans who watch a team win 14 of 15, and then when they lose one time, they're like, okay, that's the real Warriors. Finally, the bubble burst. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you can't possibly tell me what Steph did game 4 2022 finals in Boston wasn't clutch because he didn't hit a game-winning or game-tying shot in the final 15 seconds. He didn't need to because he was so darn good the first 3.5 quarters.
Exactly. Like, I look at Steph Curry and think about how many fourth quarters he gets to sit and watch, and that to me is plenty clutch. You know, did we bring up, I'm in a game 7 on the road in the playoffs,
50,
and I pump 50 in the face of my in-state rival. That's not clutch. What are we doing? At the same time, you and I are sitting here talking to an audience that I don't think we need to convince.
No.
I don't think we need to convince. So it is all okay. And Rob says it's okay to criticize the local athletes. That's true.
You just ripped Steph the other day.
Oh, I crushed him, blasted him, and the organization. Don't forget that.
Oh, yep.
But, yeah, I like to save my criticisms for people who actually deserve to be criticized. And I find the moments of Steph Curry needing to be criticized to be very, very few and far between.
Yes, and especially of late. I was looking at the numbers for Steph since Jimmy Butler made his debut. The percentage points from deep are a couple of ticks lower, but across the board, he's essentially playing at the level that he was playing when he won his unanimous MVP in 2015-2016, when the Warriors won 73 regular season games. He is still, to this point, the only player to ever win a unanimous MVP, and Steph has been playing at that level since Jimmy Butler was acquired. He's been amazing.
Obviously. And I want to keep basking, at least in the moment, in the glow of where the Warriors find themselves today, because as he said, that was the one thing I think I agreed with him on. If you want to go back about 6 to 8 weeks to consider the conversations that we're all having right now.
They were dead.
Oh, my God. Like, I in the wildest dreams. And it was in this building. It was the last show that we did in this building here at Splash was trade deadline day, and I had plenty of concerns about the acquisition of the Warriors and the extension that they had just signed with Jimmy Butler.
And
I'm feeling better about it now.
Just a little bit better.
I'm feeling better today. Thank you for asking.
Now you're feeling like there's not being a postseason team and not winning a postseason series would be a disappointment, when back in that moment you were thinking, might they even miss the play-in entirely?
Entirely, yeah. Like, they were dancing around in the 11 seed, the 12 seed.
Think about what happened right before the Warriors made the move. Luka was traded to the Lakers.
Yes.
Which meant AD also back to the Mavs. You had the Spurs acquire De'Aaron Fox.
Right.
And Wemby was still active and playing and healthy.
Correct.
And you're thinking, okay, a team behind them just got a whole lot better. The Warriors haven't done anything. The Lakers, who you thought maybe the Warriors would have a chance to catch up to, just got a whole lot better.
Right.
Dallas probably got worse, but they still have AD. It's not like they're going to be a terrible team. They had AD and Kyrie and Klay still at that point. That's still a quality team. And you're thinking, oh, everyone around the Warriors is making moves and getting better, and the Warriors are sitting here feeling like they're dead on arrival. And now you fast forward almost 2 months later, and the feeling has completely shifted. Before the loss to Denver, there was a legit. They were only 3.5 games out of the 2 seed, Willard. 3.5 out of the 2 seed.
I wonder if people look at the NBA as a whole, and because you know what conversation comes up right after the deadline is every show will be like, who won the deadline? And
I mean, everyone said the Lakers, no doubt.
Right, and maybe they still would. Maybe they still would. I wonder,
though.
You
have a couple of winners.
Yeah, I wonder if we sit here at this hour if the Warriors wouldn't be the runaway answer on that. Okay, we're reopened for your phone calls at 888-957-9570. I know Grandy has some Jonathan Kuminga stuff he would like to get off of his chest. We'll do that coming up next, and absolutely would love to hear from you. In fact, we're wide open the rest of the way as we head for Warrior basketball. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, at Splash, taking in all the hoops outside Chase Center, getting ready for a game. Grandy in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, hanging out at Splash, where it's starting to ramp up a little bit here, okay? We're getting from the morning games to the afternoon games to a little bit closer to our game, Warriors and Raptors, here tonight at Chase Center. We're at Splash, where the vibes are all the way up. The food is delicious, and the TVs are plentiful, man. This is almost more than I can take in. And I thought, by the way, real quick on this, what the hell do I know? Like, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't watch a whole lot of college hoops leading up, but my gut was telling me we were going to have kind of a chalky tournament, and I don't think that's been blown up as of yet, but I don't know if it's felt very chalky today. There have been a few games that have caught my eye, and I know this was just an 8-9 game, but like Gonzaga, Georgia didn't even belong on the floor with them.
Game was over 5 minutes in.
I mean, it was 11-0, I thought they were going to use the skunk rule. And
both 8-9 games have been not competitive.
No, not at all. So there have been a couple of eyebrow raisers for sure.
McNeese, 12 seed over 5 seed Clemson, although that was kind of a popular upset pick.
All the 12s were.
Yeah.
I think it was Dibs last week who said take all the 12s. And I think I did except for that one. But Clemson did almost come all the way back. Ended up losing it by 2. But we hope good things for your brackets. Grandy has some things to get to about Jonathan Kuminga. We're going to do that in a minute. But let's get to your calls. Rob Parker hates Steph Curry. Whatever. We can move on to all things Warriors. 888-957-9570 as we get ready for another one. Pat in Foster City. Hey, Pat, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking the call. You know, I had a question for you guys. I wasn't able to research it myself, and I'm a Steph lover, so I'm not a Steph hater. I'm a Steph lover. But I wonder, you know, who's had more turnovers in the past 10 years in the league than Steph Curry? Anybody? I don't know. I don't know the answer, but he's got to be way up there, right?
I'll see if we can look that up. Most turnovers, you're saying in the last 10 years?
10 years, or even during his career. Even during his career, I think he's got to be up there in the top five in the league for sure, I would think.
Since 2009, I actually have a list right here. Since 2009-2010, Steph Curry is number 4 in the NBA in turnovers.
Okay.
Pat, I'm going to give you a shot to nail the 3 names who have turned it over more than Steph since 2010. And if you get all 3 right, I don't know. I'll come back to my roots there in Foster City and buy you a coffee one of these days. How about that?
Well, all right. Well, maybe Westbrook, maybe?
Okay, keep going. You have to guess all 3.
All right. Boy, now it's getting tough. I guess maybe LeBron.
Okay, what's your third guess?
And third, maybe. Oh boy, this is for a drink here. It's in Foster City, huh? So
I know there's a Starbucks right there off the freeway. We can do this.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. There is. You know, I can't come up with a third. That's the best I can do.
Well, I'm sorry. I was all ready to get your latte order.
You were 2 for 2.
You
Pat.
Were
yeah.
2 for 2, Pat. You got both of the 2 you guessed right. James Harden is the other name.
Oh, gee, there you go.
James Harden is the other name that we're looking for.
Thanks for that research.
And thanks for playing, Pat. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Yeah, better luck. let's go to Reason in Benicia. Hey, Reason, what's happening?
Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, so I was... if Rob's going to say that like field goal percentage is the greatest shooter of all time, Wilt had 54% and Jordan only had 49%. So you can't say that Jordan was the best shooter of all time. It was Wilt. But Wilt just put it in the basket. You know,
no,
I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, the argument was full of holes. And
you can't use logic with Rob.
Yeah, we all know what Rob was doing. I told him off the top. If you miss our show and you want to be on, just call me. Just text me and say I want to come on. You don't need to say outlandish things about the greatest shooter of all time. All right, thank you, Reason. Thank you, Reason. What's your turnover list? You have a different turnover list.
You have it from since 2010,
since
so like
2010.
The last 15 years.
Yeah.
I have it exactly in the last 10 years. It's a similar list. Harden, Westbrook, LeBron. Steph, though, is all the way down at number 10. I would imagine because he basically missed an entire season. And these turnover lists are essentially who has played and not gotten hurt and who has held the ball in their hands a lot. That's essentially what this list is.
Although, and what I'm looking at, you want to know what jumps out off the page?
What?
Steph Curry has, let's see, about 115 fewer turnovers than Trae Young in about 150 more games. Did everyone just catch what I just said? For those of you who freak out about the way Steph Curry takes care of the ball, Trae Young of the Hawks has more turnovers, significantly more, about 115 more turnovers in 150 fewer games. That's wild.
That is crazy.
That's wild.
That is crazy. Trae Young obviously hasn't been in the league for all 10 of those years, which is why he's only played that many games, 471 to 614 for Steph. But, I mean, there's no doubt Steph has some high-profile turnovers. I always think back to Game 7 of the NBA Finals against the Cavs where he threw the behind-the-back pass to Clay along the right wing. That's the one that pops to mind, I think, for most. But the reality of it is, and it's why it's why Steph, and part of the reason why Steph also has the most made threes in the NBA, because he's taken the most threes in NBA history. When you play a lot of minutes and you have the ball in your hands a lot, you are just bound to turn the ball over every once in a while.
Yeah.
Because you, I mean, these are all Hall of Fame players that are on the top of this list. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic. That's the top five most turnovers in the NBA the last 10 years. That's because those guys have had the ball in their hands more often than anybody else through those 10 years.
Like I can see right here also, turnover rate, like, you know who's two slots behind Steph, has maybe about 150 fewer turnovers, but also has played in almost 200 fewer games is Luka.
Yeah.
So, I feel this way a lot about the stuff we talk about, and Steph Curry's turnovers is part of it. The reason I do think so many people think Steph Curry turns the ball over at a crazy rate is because those of us in the space here at 95.7 The Game who are talking about it are all emotionally invested in those turnovers. So you remember them a lot more. I actually don't think his turnover rate is any different than any of the other players who handle the ball a lot in the league. As we just said,
turnovers per game in the last 10 years, James Harden, Trae Young, 4.3, the most in the last decade. You got to go all the way down to Steph at number nine, about 3.1 per game.
Would it shock you, Warrior fans, to learn that Steph Curry's turnover rate is the same or even below that of Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant turns the ball over more than Steph.
Giannis does. Joel Embiid does. Yeah.
So, I think that's it. We're just emotionally invested in all of this. Let's go to Eric in Millbrae on 95.7 The Game of Willard and Dibs. Grandy is here for Dibs. Obviously, it's March Madness. Hey, Eric, what's up?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I think Rob Parker just likes to be the ultimate hot taker to see what he can come up to get the most go viral. He's been doing it for years. I think his comments about Curry are ridiculous. Curry is probably as clutch as any player of this era in terms of hitting shots. Just because you don't hit a shot at the end of the game to win it in the final seconds doesn't mean it's not clutch. Clutch is what Curry has done pretty much throughout his career, and you can't say that last final in 22 in Boston is clutch as any player, where he single-handedly took over in the most hostile place in the league in Boston, ripping their souls out single-handedly putting that game away and closing them out. So I just, it's ridiculous. As far as turnover goes, when you handle the ball as much as he does, sure, he does get sloppy at times, but one thing about Curry is it's underrated. He's as great as a ball handler as there is. He's underrated in terms of his passing ability and his ball handling ability. So even though at times he has gotten sloppy with the ball, overall, for the most part, I think he's as consistent as anybody. That he's more of a combo guard. So he's not, even though he's considered a point guard, he's more of a combo guard in my mind and I'll take his ball handling ability as good as anybody in the league. So all the critics that like nationally that think that Curry is just a great shooter are wrongly specifying his skill set. He's so much more skilled than being the greatest shooter of this era. So guys like Parker and some of the hot takers out there in the national media need to recognize that.
Eric, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Agree with you across the board. And again, what we were just looking at for somebody who carries the ball and does as much as he does on a...
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.